We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and we are continuing by the two dots on Daf, like 10 lines down from the top, on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Zok to Gemara, Kimcha Dechiti, if someone eats raw flour, Rav Yehuda Amud Bar Pri Adama, Rav Nachbar Amud Shehakal Nia Bedvarei. As Akdama, the halacha is that chitim, if you eat plain wheat kernels, the halacha is it's a bar pri adama, a kuliyama. And if you turn it into flour and then you bake it, then it's hamaytzi lechem an aretz. Here the question is, if it's flour, you took wheat, turned it into flour. So who this says bar pri adama, nachman mashakon li bavarai. Amalei rav l'rav nachman, lo yisif lo yigaleh d'rav Yehuda. Don't argue Yehuda. Now, first, what's pshat rav Yehuda, bar pri adama? He says, even though it turned into flour, it still retains its original bracha, which is bar pri adama. Rav Nachman says, no. Since it got worse, kernels are more tasty than the flour, so therefore shakal nivavarei. Tosfos speaks out, we're not talking about regular straight flour, it's not possible to eat. We're talking about it was roasted kernels that you turn into flour, it's a little bit more edible. So like it's Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman, only Rav Rav Nachman, only Sivu Rav Yehuda, don't argue on a Rav Yehuda. Rav Yechon and Shmuel Kamek of Asay, because Rav Yechon and Shmuel hold like Rav Yehuda's Bar Pri Adama. What's the raya? The halacha is that on Shem and Zayis you make a bracha of bar pri eitz. Alma, afgav shtani and milsa koi. Even though it changed from a Zayis into Shemen, it's not in its same form. It switched into Shemen now. Still it retains its bracha of eitz. Hachinami, the wheat. Afgav the shtani, even though it got changed from wheat to flour, milsa koi, it retains its old bracha of bar pri adama. By Zayis, this is the ultimate goal of Zayis, turn into oil. So this is the best they could get. So of course it's a eitz. Hacha, by flour, it's in the in-between step, and it's not the original form, and it's not the ultimate step. Hacha isle aluya achrina pas. Here, flour is a turn into pastel. V'chi isle aluya achrina, when it gets better, bepas, lo v'rucham la bar predam. You don't make a bar predam, el shakal, you make a shakal. So it comes out that we have a pshat now why Shei Shehakol. He's saying that you're right, something had changed because it could retain its own bracha, but it's only if it's just as good or it's the ultimate goal. But here it got worse, and it's still the ultimate goal is to turn it into bread, therefore it loses bracha and becomes a Shehakol. Right, the Gemara, kasha on that. The Amrav Zeira, Amrav Masta, Mashmuel, Akara Chaya. On a raw gourd, like a raw pumpkin, v'kimcha desari, or barley flour, v'archa le'en sha'akol yivari, make a sha'akol. Why? Because a raw gourd doesn't taste good, you have to bake it, you used to cook it, squash only tastes good cooked, therefore you make a sha'akol, and also barley flour, you make a sha'akol. My love, it's mashma, only barley flour, but the chiti, wheat flour, bar pri adama. So it's a kashahak, you say it's sha'akol, here it's mashma dik, bar pri adama. It's more, no, the chiti nami sha'akol yivari. The halacha is really a chiti also shakal. So why don't we say the memra of a bigger chiddush that even wheat flour is shakal? Of course, we'll know barley flour shakal loses its bracha and not hadam anymore. So tomorrow, iyashminin chiti have a mina hanimil dechiti. You would see if it's such a chiti flour is hadama is shakal. You would say only chitim is shakal, but barley flour is even worse. You don't make a bracha at all. Avad the sari live baruch leklal. You don't make a bracha at all. Kamash v'lon. That you do make a shakal on sari, which is a chiddush. Right, the Gemara, what would be the havamin? You shouldn't make a bracha. Migara melech v'zamas. How could it be worse than salt or zamas? Zamas either is fish brine or it's salt water. How could it be worse than that? V'atnan al melech v'zamas al mashakal nivari. Make a shakal. So how could it be worse? What would be the havamin that a bali you don't make a bracha? It can't be worse than salt. So the Gemara, itzrich sakad achamina melech v'zamas over inish the shadi lepume. Melech v'zamas something people put into their mouth. Ava kimcha sari, barley flour, hoil the kosher lukukiani, it's bad for the stomach. It seems like it's something like a pinworms or something. It's bad for the stomach. Loil the varch klai, you shouldn't make it a brach at all. Kemash lo, and kim de isli hanah by minei by yabruche. Since it has hanah, you have to make a bracha. So the Gemara is coming out that by barley flour, even though it's mazik, still you make a bracha. And we said before, shemen by itself is mazik. So the question is there, do you make a bracha or not? We pass, you don't make a bracha at all. So the question is, what's the difference between oil and kemach, the zari? So the simple pshat is, because oil is mazik right when it goes into your throat, right away it hurts you. It's not good for you. The kimcha de zari, it takes a while. It tastes good when you're eating it. Then afterwards it makes stomach problems. But the truth is, the Rambam learns that even by shemen that you ate straight, it's shakal, and his makara is from this gemara. They state in the Bach and Achaz David that the makara is from this bracha of kukiani. Sakaponim, we're coming out here a machlokes by Kimcha Dechiti if the bracha is ha'adama or if the bracha is shahakal. And Lamaya says a suffix had a paskin, and therefore misafik we make a shahakal on wheat flour. If someone eats plain wheat flour, he makes a shahakal. So look at the Gemara Vaita. Kaira. What's kaira? Kaira is palm shoots. Shoots out of a palm tree. And some learn this is really hearts of palm. That's what this is. Kaira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bar Priyadama. The bracha is Bar Priyadama. V'shmu ha-mashakal ni-bavara. The Gemara explains. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bar Priyadama peru. It's a peru. So it's Bar Priyadama. It's not the ikka peri of the tree. Therefore, it's not ha-eitz. It's only ha-adama. But in my sense, it's a peru. Since this eventually will get hard because these palm shoots or hearts of palm, they're part of the bark of the tree, they're part of the tree itself. And if you leave it a long time, after a few years, it gets hard. It's not even edible at all. Since Seifel HaHakshah is salt shakal nivavare. So only Shmuel or Rav Yehuda, Shmuel himself said to Rav Yehuda, shouldn't have come a second. I think you're right that you make hard dhamma. Why? That's in radishes. Also, if you leave it in the ground too much, Seifel HaHakshah gets hard. It's still make a very pre-dhamma. So it must be that you're right that Seifel HaHakshah, that doesn't get hard. It's not as far as to make a shahakal. It's not true. Tznoin is better. Why? Tznoin, not the inish daita de pugla. When you plant radishes, you planted it al das to take it out before it gets hard, and therefore has a shame peri. Dikla, when you plant a palm tree, you don't plan on taking, it destroys the tree. You don't plan on taking off those shoots when it's still soft. You don't plant it for that. You plant it for the dates. You plant it for other peris. Not the inish daita de kura. And therefore, you don't make a bracha shahakal. So that's what's not right. I'm starting, and Shmuel can still be right, make a shahakal. You tell me anytime I don't plant for that specific part of the tree, you don't make a bracha, you make a shakal? I'll show you not like that. But it's laf. Slaf is called a caper tree. That's what it is. And a caper tree has four different products, edible products that come out of it. You have the main peri, peri of the caper, and that has a peel. And that's called a kafrisim. And then you also have these little berries with leaves that are called alam and tamaris. So it's four different edible parts of a tzlaf. For a tzlaf, the nati nish daita the pircha, you plant it for the capers of the tree. Betanya, almine nitzva, we learned in a braisa, almine nitzva. Nitzva is a tzlaf tree, and a different type of minim that come out of a tzlaf tree, ala alam ala tamaris, on the leaves and the berries on ber priyadama. You make a ber priyadama, because that's not the ikar tree, that's not the main part of the tree. Vala vyonis, vala kafrisim, which is the main part of the tree, the capers, and the peels of the capers, I'm a ber priyates, you make a ber priyates. So what's the kasha? You see, you don't make a shahakal on the alam and tamaris. Even though you don't plant it for that, you don't make a shahakal, you make a adama. So here also, by the kura, by the hearts of palm, you should make a adama. Omar of Nachum by Yitzchak, tzlaf, nati inchi adaita de shusa. Dikli leinati inish adaita de kura. So Dr. Nachman, that slav we plant adaita de shusa. You planted adaita those element. You planted for that also. Even though, and but you still make adama because I have to ikka pri. But you planted for that. Diklo leinati inish adaita kura. A dekel tree, a palm tree, you don't plant it for the shoots, and therefore you don't make a. You don't make a hadam on it. That's one tiny one. Tiny shakal, because it ruins the tree. Bava v'kal says Shmuel or Rav Yehuda. Even though Shmuel praised Rav Yehuda shita, Hilchos Hakam says Shmuel. You're passing like Shmuel that you make a shakal. Lamaisa, aloch lamaisa. In these days, they make hadama, and the reason is because they planted a daita to have the hearts of palm. And therefore, you make a hadama. Look to Gemara Vayta. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav. Tzlaf shel arlo. Slav shel arlo. Bechutz la'aretz. Halacha is that only trees, only bar priyates things, pears of a tree, have a din arlo. First 3 years you cannot eat it. So Rav, I'm reading what Rav said like this. Slav shel arlo bechutz la'aretz. And as you know, arlo, it also applies in chutz la'aretz. It's only midravana, but there is an arlo in chutz la'aretz. Not midravana, it's halacha mesh v'sinai. It's not midravana taira, but it's halacha mesh v'sinai that there's arlo in chutz la'aretz. And a certain coolest in Arla and Chutzlaretz, but there is Arla and Chutzlaretz. So, Slav shall Arla and Chutzlaretz. What's the halach? What do you do to Slav? Zorak es ha avyaynes, va'okal es ha kafrisim. Zorak el avyaynes, va'okal es ha kafrisim. The only part out of the four things that have Arla is the avyaynes, the pre itself. But the kafrisim, the peel around the pre, that, even though it's edible, it's not called a peri, And it's no problem at Arla. Lememra, it's mashed right here, that Vyain is pre, but Kafris is not pre, and the Kafris is not a pre. Rates of the Kash, Raminu, we just learned in a Bryce, Salmi and Nitzvah, in the different parts of the caper bush. Ala Alan Val tomorrow is in a very pre Adama, the Alan and tomorrow is making a very pre Adama, Val of Vyain is Val Kafris, and both the pre and the peel of the pre, the Kafris, and make very pre eights. So you see, it is a fruit, and therefore we should have Arla on it. So what Pshat and Rehudam Arav, it says there's no Arla. So the Gemara, who domar Rav Akiva? By Arla is going like Rav Akiva. The Tanan, Rav Eliezer Omer, where is Rav Akiva? I'm going to bring Rav Akiva down. It's a guy Meiser. That we're talking about here, Meiser. There's only Meiser on the fruits and not on the vegetables. The Tanan, Rav Eliezer Omer, Tzlaf Mes Aser, Tomorrow's Vavyonis Vikafrisim. Rav Eliezer says, Tomorrow's Vavyonis Vikafrisim, three out of the four, Achayev and Meiser. Only the Alvianis, only the pre, the inside pre, not even the peel, have a chi of mice. Why be issue peri? So you see, Rekiva holds only the Alvianis at peri, not the kafrisim. So that's what I understand. By our law, the only the Alvianis have our law, but the kafrisim you're allowed to eat. Right? The Gemara of name Allah Kravikiva. Just say, why does Yehuda Marav say a whole stick of Torah? Say Allah Kravikiva that we pass in the only Alvianis are fruit. So the Gemara, Allah Kravikiva, Amina, a fill of Eretz. Fill of Arts, even Eretz Yisrael, we pass on Kiva, that even Eretz Yisrael won't be Arla on the Kafrisim. And that's not true. It's a Machlaikas, Rav Loza and Rav Kiva won't pass on Rav Kiva then. Kamash one called Mekel Ba'aretz, Lo Kamash B'chutz La'aretz. No, Kamash one is only B'chutz La'aretz, he said this halacha. That only Arla in Chutz La'aretz is where we could eat the Kafrisim, which is the second level of the Peris, because we'll make it like Rav Kiva, it's not a peri. Al ba'aretz loy. But by an Eretz Yisrael, we'll not be make it like that, and we're going to assume it is a peri, the kafrisim. So, the Gemara Kasha, a name halacha like Rav Kiva b'chutz la'aretz. Why don't we just say, halacha like Rav Kiva b'chutz la'aretz, the chol make it ba'aretz, halacha k'maysay b'chutz la'aretz, because everyone's make it ba'aretz, halacha k'maysay b'chutz la'aretz. Why don't you say it like that? So, the Gemara Yama Hachi, if you said that, have a mina, hani mili gav maysay ilon. You would say only passing Rav Kiva in chutz la'aretz by maysay ilon, the ba'aretz gufon d'aron, even Eretz Yisrael, the rabbanon. Because only Midaraisa, the only thing that's Chayav Maisa is Dagon, which is Tavua, and Tirish and Yitzar, and Yayin and Shemen. But all of the Peris, only Midarabana. Avagavi Arla, the Ba'aretz Midaraisa, maybe Arla, which is in Eretz Yisrael, Kamar Midaraisa, even Chutzlaretz Nami Nigzer, even Chutzlaretz, we should be Geyser and pass like Rav Eliezer. Kamashlon, that even in Arla's Chutzlaretz, which in Eretz Yisrael is the Raisa, we pass like Rav Akiva. Sak upon him. Rehudom Rav says that Slav of Arla and Chutzlaretz, you could eat the kafrisim, the avyanis, which is the main peri that you can't eat, that's peri. But the kafrisim, which is the cover on the peri, that you could eat because it's not arla. Ravina Ashkel Amar Rav Ashi, the kozorik avyanis, we call kafrisim. Ravina Takafam Amar Rav Ashi, what he was doing, he was throwing out the main peri because it's arla, and he's eating the kafrisim, the peel. Only my daitoch, what's pshat? Kuyar Rekiva, the makel. You go like Rekiva was makel. So if you go like the makel and chutzaret, have a better makel for you. Why don't you do like Beis Shammai? 11 marker Beis Shammai, the Mekilu Tvei. Beis Shammai is even more Mekil. And we'll see Beis Shammai holds any part of Tzlaf is like a vegetable. How do you know that? The Tanan. Tzlaf, Beis Shammai Omerim Kalayim Bekerim. Beis Shammai holds Kalayim Bekerim. And only time you have Kalayim in a vineyard is only vegetables, but not Peres. So you see, you hold Tzlaf as a Yerek. But Beis Shammai Omerim in Kalayim Bekerim, there's no Kalayim Bekerim because Tzlaf, he holds, is a tree. But Eil Ve'el Moed Mishchaya Barla. Both agree it's Chaya Barla. So tomorrow, first bring down Beis Shammai. Halguva kasha, Amr Tzlaf, Beis Shammai Kalayim Bekerem, Amr Min Yeriku. You see, holds the vegetable. V'halotani Eilvei Moed Mishchayev Arla. You see, the both Moed Chayev and Arla. Arla is only Chayev by trees. So what is it? A vegetable or a tree? According to Beis Shammai, Amin Ilanu, Halay kasha. Beis Shammai Svukim Misafkele. Beis Shammai was Misupik. Is it a tree or is it a vegetable? Maybe the Hachal Chomer. He says you can't plant it with a kerem because we're worried it's Yerek and it's Kalayim. And by Arla also you have to worry that maybe it's a tree and therefore it's Chayav and Arla. It goes both ways to Chumra. Okay, that's Beis Shammai. So what comes down? I'm coming from Beis Shammai, I have a Suffolk Arla. It's a Suffolk Arla according to Beis Shammai. It's always a Suffolk, a built-in Suffolk. V'tanan, Suffolk Arla right to Israel, Osir, Uvisur Yoz Mutter, V'chutz La'aretz, it's also Mutter. Now it's Mutter, you can even go to someone's field and go buy it even though you know it's a Suffolk. V'chutz La'aretz, Yared Le'keach, V'vach Le'yaren Le'keach, you shouldn't see the farmer taking it off a tree that's for sure Arla. So what do you see? That's a Suffolk Arla, and therefore Suffolk Arla is Mutter. So he said, why, if you're in Chutz La'aretz and you go like the Mekel, eat the Avyonis also. Why? Because go like the Mekel, which is Beis Shammai, and therefore it's a Suffolk Arla, and you have to eat it in Chutz La'aretz. So why don't you go even more Lekula, go Beis Shammai? So Gemara answers, Rabbi Kiva, V'mokrim, Rabbi Elezer, Abidun Kava say. Rakim Makam Lezi could say we make like him in Chutzarts. Beishami Makam Vesila in the Mishnah. Beishami Shita, we don't even, it doesn't even count as a Shita. It's not here. It doesn't even make it even as a sniff. It doesn't even make it as a, you know, a B'diavadig Shita. Beishami Makam Vesila ain't a Mishnah. I just want to speak out that the Tzlaf, there's some a medrash that says that Tzlafchad, who did a Vera in the Midbar by on Shabbos, was with a Tzlaf tree. And the Tzlafchad, it was a sharp tree, it's called Tzlafchad, that's the name Tzlafchad comes from.